In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We all know the story about the birth of the Lord Christ, and in all of the icons of the birth, the incarnation of the Logos of God, we see those people whom we know as the Magi or the wise men coming and enduring a long journey from their home country in Persia to see the child and to offer him the gifts. And those people, we usually call them the wise men. But we need to study and we see why we call them wise. Why those people were described as being wise people. First of all, we can see that God spoke to them in their language. He showed them a sign. This is the star that was different than all of the stars. In their job, they were astrologers, people who are watching the stars in the sky and read the movements of all of the planets. And that's why when they saw this star that was unique, they were able to distinguish that something was different that's happening in these days. But here actually, not everyone who was studying the stars was able to recognize that there is something different that's taking place at that time. Those people were watchful for the sign. God speaks to everyone in his own language. He spoke to the people of Israel in the prophets, and he showed them many, many signs in order for them to be able to recognize the coming of the Messiah whenever he is there. But they were not able, unfortunately, to recognize him. On the other hand, when he sent a man like Jonah to the people of Nineveh, who are aliens to God, with a message, yes, it's a message of a warning, but they were watchful and they turned it from their deeds. Those people were wise because they were watchful, and when God spoke to them, they were able to respond. God speaks to every one of us in the language that he understands. Some of us understand the language of warning. Some of us understand the language of mercy and forgiveness. Some of us, maybe they get moved when they see a sign. And God is speaking to everyone. He will never let any of us be denied the opportunity to see and hear from him directly. But who of us will be able to recognize that he is talking? Only those who are counted among the wise who will be able to see and watch that God is speaking and they have to respond. Those people also were called wise because they had only one opportunity and did not waste it. In all the days of their lives, they had been watching stars day and night. But this star was different and only appeared to them once, and that was enough for them. Wise people do not waste opportunities, as the book of Proverbs tells us. Give occasion to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Give him an occasion and he will be yet wiser. How many occasions are we offered? How many opportunities that God bring to us in order for us to turn and change and to come to the knowledge of the true God? How many of these we make use of it? Wise people do not need much opportunities, not need many occasions. They will capitalize on every and single opportunity and make use of it to progress in the love of the living God. Those people were wise because they made use of the opportunity they were given. They are called wise also because they were not hindered by race, convictions, or effort to come and see the king. Those people are from Persia, and this king, as they called him, the king of the Jews. And between Persia and between Israel were not friendly relationships. They always looked to them as enemies. But when they recognized that this child is different, this was not a hindrance for them from where he comes, which people he belongs to. They also had their own gods. They were pagans. They worship their own stars and their own idols. But when they recognize it that this child is different, to whom is due the worship, this was not something that kept them away from coming to see this child. And also look at the effort. Those people traveling all the way from Persia to Israel in order to see a child that's to be a king, and they endured all of this distance, facing all kinds of challenges and dangers in order to come to see this unique king. Those people are wise because they did not put before them and this the king any hindrances or allow obstacles to get them away from knowing this child. On the contrary, let us look at us. God is giving himself to us every day as a living sacrifice on the altar. How many times we find it is difficult just to wake up and go to the church and come and partake of him who offers himself for free to all those people who come and partake in order for them to live forever. Those people traveled a very long journey in order to see this man who is a child who is alien to them. Yet this was something that they did not consider as an obstacle to come and see the child. They were wise because they were not hindered by anything, by race, by convictions, by their belief system, by effort to come. They just made it and saw the child that's born to be the king of the Jews. They were wise also because when they found out about the born king, they did not wait much before going and seeing him. Look here at the odd that those people are traveling all the way to worship a child. They could have waited until this child grows and he then by then will recognize them. They did not think about it this way. Were they thinking that when they will come and worship, his mom will tell him whenever he grows? I don't think also this would justify them taking all the way from Persia to Israel. They did not hesitate. They found the truth. They found the one who is different and unique, the living God who is coming to them in the flesh. They did not hesitate and postpone things and put things for tomorrow. Maybe when he will grow and be able to know us, then we will be able to go there and talk with him, and maybe by then he will recognize us. They did not think about it this way. Those people also were called to be wise, or they were counted among the wise, because they were not discouraged by the humility of the king. When they lost the star for some time, immediately, according to the human thinking, they went to the palace, where maybe they will find the king. And of course, going to the palace to ask a reigning king about another king that's to be born is very hazardous for them and for the child. But they did not expect to find him anywhere except in the palace. But he was not there. They went and saw him in a manger, in a very low place, base one, very mean, and who is surrounded by shepherds and a poor mom and a man, Joseph the carpenter. This was not the image that might convince anyone that this born child is to be a king, but they were not discouraged by this. They knew that he is different, and his humility was something that was not between him, them, and worshiping him. They were not discouraged by what they looked as weakness of this coming king. They were wise also because they did not come before him with empty hands. They showed before him bringing their gifts. And this is one of the commandments that God gave to the people of Israel in the Old Testament. He said, "Don't show before me empty-handed." Whenever we come before God, he is expecting us to give. And what God is requesting is not our possessions or our money, even if we offer everything. He is requesting all of us to offer his heart. This is what God is all is after. He is expecting every one of us to purge from his heart or her heart all uncleanness and bring it to God and deliver it in his hand. Those people were wise because they understood that when we will show before a king we have to come with a gift. They were also wise because they made a long journey to worship him. This trip had no personal gain or motive. They did not travel all the way to ask him for something. If you are the one who rules heaven and earth, let us see a proof. Give us something. This was not the case. They just came to see and worship. Another lesson for those people who did not think of any personal gain in order to come and see the born to be king. Let us compare this with us sometimes when we only come and turn to God whenever we are going through a hard time or we have a request or we're asking him to do something. How many times maybe a request will be between us and God? How many times we define the relationship being good or bad based on how God is going to respond to our requests? Those people were wise because their trip had no personal gain whatsoever. Let us learn from those people in order for us to be counted among the wise, that for us to be with them and to offer before God, who came to save all of us, a gift that he would be accepting, that we all review what they did in order to be counted among the wise. God spoke to them in their language and they were watchful for him. They had one opportunity and they did not waste it. They were not hindered by race, convictions, or effort to come and see the king. When they found out about the born king, they did not wait much before going and seeing him. They were not discouraged by the humility of the king. They did not come before him with empty hands, and they made a long journey to worship him, only to worship him. Their trip had no personal gain or motive. To God is the glory forever and ever.